开新约圣经以弗所书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, let's first turn to the New Testament book, Ephesians chapter 2. So we'll read from verses 1 to 10 and we'll read it separately.
以弗所书第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Let's
have a word of prayer.
我们在无依无靠地来到你的面前。
Father, we once again come before you.
愿你自己向我们施恩，向我们说话。
So that you may continue to reveal and speak to us.
愿圣灵保惠师自己在灵的深处把你的说过的话再次翻译启示在我们心里。
May your spirit continue to interpret these words for us.
就是让我们能够看见你在我们身上所的工作，所恩召有何等样的指望。
So that we can see the work you have placed in us and your will for us.
与我们同在，祷告奉主的名。
Please be with us. We pray all these things in your Son's name.
Amen. Amen. 我们呢一同看以弗所书看了一段时间了。
So we have been reviewing Ephesians for a while now.
在以弗所书第一章里面，它有两个祷告。
And in Ephesians 1, there were two prayers.
第一个祷告是一个赞美的祷告，把我们带到神在创世以前所做的事情。
And the first prayer is a prayer of praise, one that brings us to the beginning when God created the world.
他为着神在耶稣基督里面，他拣选我们，他在耶稣基督里面赐给我们儿子的名分，在耶稣基督里面让我们得产业，他发出里面的赞美。
And because God has chosen us, he has given us his inheritance in Christ, and that is why it is a prayer of praise.
但是这神在耶稣基督里面所做的事情实在是太高了哈，需要圣灵来启示、来解释、来说在我们心里头。
But God's work in Christ is so high, it's too high for us to understand. The Spirit needs to reveal these things to us.
他说第二，继续在祷告当中哦，他求那个赐人智慧和启示的灵啊，赐给我们，叫我们能够真知道他。
So in his second prayer, he prayed for a spirit of revelation of wisdom, so that they may understand.
叫我们知道他的恩召有何等样的指望，他的圣徒中的基业有何等样丰盛的荣耀，他在人向我们身上所行的能力是何等样的浩大。
So they can see how glorious this hope they have of this work that he has done, and for the spirit to continue working in them.
那么在这根基上呢，他开始启示教会。
So before the foundation, he has called the church.
哎，他说到那个他 基督呢为了教会啊哈，他做万有之首。
Christ for the church.
Above all, the head above.
Head of the church. Above all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
The church is his body, the fullness of him.
他在说到这里的时候呢，他突然转向了来，好像那个圣灵带领呢，突然带领他来说到我们这些人。
And the Holy Spirit has, when speaking of these things, speaking about us.
就是我们在读的时候呢，其实读到第一章读完的时候，他应该跳到第三章去的。
So after finishing chapter 1, it should actually jump straight to chapter 3.
因为第一章他说到教会是他的身体。
Because in chapter 1 it says that the church is his body.
第三章呢继续说呢，教会呢是基督里面的奥秘。
And in chapter 3 it says that the church is the mystery of Christ.
哎呀，一个基督的身体实在是在创世以前就有的奥秘。
So that this body that was created was a mystery from the very beginning.
所以呢，他应该从第一章讲完了以后，他直接就跳到第三章继续讲下去。
So after chapter 1, it should actually jump straight to chapter 3 and continue.
但是圣灵在这里也突然带领着他回来看，再让我们回来看我们里面的光景。
But the Holy Spirit intercedes here, interjects here, and reminds us to reflect on our own condition.
那看到在我们再次重新温习我们这信主之前、信主之后的光景到底是怎么样。
To remind us of our condition before Christ and what it's like now after Christ.
是在什么是教会呢？
And what is the church?
教会不是一个建筑物。
Church is not a building.
我们常常来到教会，来到教会，其实我们来到一个会所的地方哈，那么是一个聚会的地方。
When we say we go to church, we go to church. We regard to that as the building, as the as an assembly place.
聚会的地方它不是教会。
But the place is not a church.
那么教会也不是一个组织。
The church is also not an organization.
那么当然，在教会里面有牧师、有传道人、有长老、有执事、有许多的服事同工们。
Of course, the church has pastors and elders and all these various servers.
但是呢，没有这些组织的话呢，教会仍然存在。
But even without these positions, the church still exists.
什么是教会呢？
So what is the church?
教会呢，就是一些人，他们被主所分别出来，被他的宝血所洒、所拯救的人聚在一起，聚在神面前，这就是教会。
The church are believers who have been separated from the world and are gathered together in front of the Lord.
所以呢，圣灵在这里带领，他要在进深一步的启示教会之前呢，他要让我们认识我们这些在教会里面的人在里面的光景如何。
So before we continue talking about the church, the Spirit wants us to know our condition.
神在耶稣基督里面赐给我们的地位是怎么样
？And what is the position that God has given us in Christ?
他在我们身上的托付是什么？
And what is the purpose he has for us?
所以呢，他一开始呢，他就第一个好像把他在三层天上面哈，一下带到地上来。他说：“你们曾经死在过犯罪恶当中。”
And the very first thing that has been revealed to us is that we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们真的得再重新来温习我们得救之前的光景是怎样。
That's so because it's so important to understand what our condition was like before Christ.
一面来说呢，我们又因为犯罪的缘故呢，我们死了。
One is that because trespasses and sins, we were dead.
什么是死呢？
What is death?
死呢就是听不到别人讲话，听不到神的声音，看不见神的荣耀。
Death is being unable to hear God's voice and unable to see His glory.
对神的一切的作为，我们没有任何的反应。
And we have no reaction to any of God's actions.
那么另外一方面呢，来说呢，也是因为我们死的缘故，我们不得不犯罪。
And it also because that we were dead, that we couldn't help but sin.
一面呢死呢，让我们带进一面罪呢，带进一个死的光景。
Sin has brought us into this condition of death.
但是死呢，让我们呢就活在一个光景里面，不得不去犯罪。
But death also caused us to sin while alive.
死的另外一方面的意思呢，就是你知道了，但是你做不出来。
Death is also knowing something but being unable to do it.
可能我们听到了一些好的道理，一些的那些好的教训，哎，觉得这是好的。可是呢，死在我们里面发动了，我们做不出来这些事情。
You might have heard of things that are good that we should do, but because of death in us, we are unable to do these things.
我们怎么知道我们是死在一个过犯罪恶当中呢
？So how do we know that we are dead in our trespasses and sins?
首先呢，他说我们呢都是那个随从今世的风俗。
Because we formerly walk according to the course of this world.
那个这个世代有它的风俗。
So the world has its own course.
另外有它的潮流,
and has its trends.
它在各方面的牵着我们带着往前走。
And in all these things, it brings us forward.
哎呀，这个这世上的潮流，那个时尚多了。And
for the trends of the world, there's so much things that are fashionable.
从最简单的我们的服装、我们的服饰，哈，我们的在手上所用的一些事物。
So, for example, the things that we wear or the things that we use or our accessories.
哎呀，各方面都影响我们呢，在这世上怎么生活。
And all these things, they affect the way that we live.
当你看到那些人啊，那个半夜排队啊。 就为了要买那个iPhone X的时候啊。
So even when you see the people lining up at midnight for the new iPhone X.
就问他们的话，你们手上有几个iPhone啊？
And you can ask them how many iPhones do they already have.
可能很多人跟你讲说我有好几只了。
Because they probably will tell you they already have a couple.
那为什么还半夜排队去买呢？
So then why do they still line up at midnight?
因为明天大家都在讲这件事啊。
Because tomorrow they want this new thing.
我要是有一张iPhone X在手上的话，多么风光啊！
Because if they have this new iPhone X, then people will appreciate that.
啊，这其实只是外面的一些那个我们生活上的事情。
So these are just some external things in our life.
其实更严重的是呢，我们活在世上的时候呢，这个世界的那个价值观呢，深深地影响我们。
So, but more importantly, when we live on this earth, the things that are deemed valuable are different for us.
那么想想呢，在今天。 这个社会所认为无所谓的一些罪过啊，在十年二十年以前，你都不可想象，人怎么会这么样的简单的接受这些事情。So
some things today are so acceptable, which weren't even decades ago.
那么在几个十几年、二十年、三十年之前，人这是今天所犯的罪，那时候人想是不可以想象的。
So that the things that we commit today, at 10, 20, 30 years ago, people can't even imagine.
那么今天呢，这个世界潮流说这是一个很自然的事情啊，你这个为什么不接受这些事呢？
But the way that the world is trending today, the world is saying that these things are normal. Why can't you accept these things?
它不但在我们的生活、日常的生活当中影响我们，它在我们的思想观念上面深深的影响我们。
Not only does it affect that the way we walk daily, but it affects the way we perceive things and we think. So how do we know that we are dead in our trespasses? Because we formerly walked according to the prince of the power of the air. Because we often don't consider that the things that are occurring around us, that there is a prince of this power.
那么撒旦呢，在各用尽了各种的方法呢，让人离开神，让人不认识神。
And Satan is using various methods to cause us to be separated from God and to walk away from Him.
那么撒旦这一个最明显的工作呢，就是呢，他把那个悖逆的那个信心摆在我们里头。
And his most evident work is placing the spirit of disobedience in us.
就是现今在悖逆之子当中运行的邪灵，
which is referred to here that the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
你看那个孩子从小孩子就你就不用教的啊，他就跟你说 no.
For example, take a child that right when he was born, you don't even need to teach him anything, and he'll say no.
他就开始呢走他自己的道路，他自己开始那个悖逆的一个性情。
And the baby will start walking its own path and have its own thoughts.
那么为什么我们会 那个随从今世的风俗，为什么我们在撒旦的掌权之下，我们不知道呢？
So why do we walk according to the course of this world? Why do we operate according to the prince of the power of the air with no knowledge?
因为他说呢，因为我们在他们当中呢，也放纵肉体的私欲呢，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Because it says that among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
我们天生呢就活在罪的当中，生在罪里头。
So we were naturally born into sin, and we have this sin in us.
那么一生随着我们的这个肉体啊，我们的老我啊，在里面的辖制着我们。
And this death has sort of chained us and suffocated us.
如果我们没有这个老我在我们里头的话，
if we did not have this old self,
那么世上的风俗它怎么样吹，大概也不会影响我们。
Then no matter how the world works and trends, it will not affect us.
如果不是这个里面那个肉体在那里发作的话呢，那么撒旦也没有工作的地方。
If we not have this flesh, then Satan cannot affect us either.
哎呀，我们当我们人在说呢，这个啊，我是 人是都是活着要有自由哈，我自由的决定选择要做这个事情，要做那个事情。
So when man lives, man always yearns for this, claims that they have this freedom to do what they want.
其实不知道我们的生下来就没有自由。
But they do not know that once we are born, we do not have this freedom.
我们生下来就在这个肉体啊，在这个老我里头，不要紧紧的捆绑住的。
We were limited by this flesh.
叫我们的那个。听不见神的话
so that we cannot hear God's word.
叫我们做不行不出神的事情来
and we cannot perform God's work.
那感谢主啊，他说呢，那我们主的恩典，我们得救了。
But we thank God that by His grace we have been saved.
那因为他丰盛的怜悯啊，丰富的怜悯，当他大的大爱，当我们死在过犯当中的时候，就叫我们与基督一同活过来。
But God being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, we were also made alive.
当我们听见福音了。
When we hear the gospel,
那么神的话进到我们里头了。
When God's word enters into us,
我们看见我们是在这个罪人。
And we see that we are indeed sinners.
接受主到我们的心里来。
And we accept the Lord in our hearts.
是一个得救的人。
And we are saved.
什么是得救呢？
What is someone who is saved?
他说呢，我们与基督一同活过来。
That we have been raised up with Christ.
我们又并且与基督耶稣一同复活。
Or we have been made alive and raised up with Christ.
这里说到用到两个字哈。
So here he uses two words.
一个是活过来。
One is made alive.
活过来呢，更是有的翻译是翻译就醒过来，哎 ，quicken 啊，醒过来。
One way, another way to translate this is to quicken or awaken.
那么在我们还没有信主之前，然后死在过犯罪恶当中的时候，我们听神的话，怎么听也听不懂。
So before we believe, no matter how hard we try to listen to God, we cannot hear anything.
当那个我们一下得救了
，But then we are saved.
哎，我们听到神的话，突然听懂了。
And now when we listen to God, we can understand.
不知道为什么，我从以前听了多少次的话，我听不懂。我现在突然听懂了。
I don't know why. Before I heard this so many times, but I could not understand. But now I can understand.
我以前从来不知道神的存在的，今天突然发觉神真的是这么样的实在。
Before I could never recognize the presence of God, but today I can.
我们活过来了。
We have been made alive.
我们呢是一个活的人。
We are people who are alive.
我们可以对神有反应了。
Now we can have this reaction to God.
不仅仅是这样，他还要做一件事情。
Not only this, but he also did another thing.
他说我们要与基督一同复活。
That we'll be raised up with Christ.
复活呢是说呢，不但是我听得懂神的话。
So to resurrect means not only to be able to listen to God's word.
我能够知道他的心意。
But we can also know His purpose.
复活呢，说我开始有能力可以走在他的心意当中了。
And now that we have been reborn, we have this new life, and we can walk in it.
以前呢，听见一些好的道理啊，一些那个好的教训的时候呢。总觉得哎，这话真难了，真难听了。
Before we heard these great moral standards, we might think to ourselves, these are impossible to accomplish.
那么的，我们也觉得哎，该去做，这是好的去做，可是怎么做做不来。
And we start pursuing it, but no matter how hard we try, we cannot achieve it.
哎，但是我们信主之后呢，我们活过来了，我们能够站起来了，我们可以走在其中了。
But after we believe, we have this new life, and we can walk in it.
那圣经说到我们得救的时候，它从两个方面来说到我们的得救。
So when we are saved, the Bible approaches it from two angles.
一方面，他说我们得救的时候，是我们是重生得救的。
One is saying that we have been reborn.
我们呢，就在信主那一刹那，神把那个新的生命赐给我们。
One is when we've been reborn, God has given us this new life.
我们重生了。
And we've been reborn.
这个新的生命是从前从来没有的。
And this life is a life that we never had before.
在 Chris 在还没有现在信主了，信主了现在这个 Chris 他以前存不存在
？So now that Chris has believed, the former Chris no longer exists.
现在这个 Chris 以前不存在的。
And the Chris that lives now did not exist before.
当他信主了，他那个时刻呢，是把一个新的生命，神的生命加到他里头。
So the moment he believed, a new life was given to him.
哎，这像一个小婴孩一样的，他开始要长。
It's just like a newborn baby who needs to grow.
就像那个彼得前书所说的，我们要像那个才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样的，然后叫我们能够再渐渐增长。
It's just like it says in 1 Peter, like newborn babies long for pure milk of the word.
当我们信主之后呢，我们要开始读主的话，我们开始祷告，我们要开始那个让神来喂养我们，让我们的生命慢慢长大。
And after we believe, we read His word so that we may grow in respect to salvation.
得救呢，还有另外一个方面来说的。
So being saved also has this other aspect.
得救呢，他还说到说我们是一个复活的人。
Is to say that we have been someone who is resurrected.
我们一信主的时候呢，当我们就与主同死呢，我们与主同复活了。
Because when we believe, we have died with Christ and we have been raised up with Him. So what does it mean to be resurrected, raised up?
复活这个人原来在,
that is to mean that this person used to exist,
但这个人死了,
but this person died
那么埋葬了,
and was buried,
现在复活了,
but now has been raised up.
假设呢,在主耶稣的时代,拉萨路呢,他有一个好的朋友。
So, for example, Jesus,
Lazarus,
yeah. Lazarus, he had a friend.
那么他出去外面经商很久了,好久没有回来。
He went out and for many days not return.
那么他回到家乡的时候,第一个要去看拉萨路。
And when he returned, the first person he wanted to see was Lazarus.
那么他说,他一看到怎么这么多人这么喜乐啊,这么高兴啊。
And there's so many people understanding, why was he so happy?
那他说,那到底问说到底什么事,发生什么事啊?
And they asked him, what happened?
他说呢,拉萨路复活了,耶稣把他从死里复活了。
The Lazarus was resurrected, that Christ raised him up from the dead.
他一定搞不清楚了,拉萨路复活了。
And they could not understand, what do you mean?
他死了。
He died?
他说当然了。 拉萨路不死的话，他怎么会复活呢？
They said, of course, if one can, if did not die, how can he be reborn?
当我们知道我们是复活的时候，
so we have been resurrected.
我们信主的那一刹那，
when we believe in the Lord.
那么我们从来那个人死了，
then our old self has died，
埋了，
and has been buried，
已经复活了，
and has been raised up.
那么信主之前的那个 Christ 存不存在呢？
So the Christ that before he believed in the Lord, does he exist?
那个 Christ 他在。
He does exist.
但是他信主的时候，他是那个人，那个Christ死了。But
when he believed, that Christ died.
哎呀，说到呢，这个我们呢信主的时候呢，一面来说呢，是一个神那个创造的工作。When
you believe in the Lord, on one hand, it is this creation work by God.
那么说，在我们信主的那一刹那，神创造了一个新的生命，是有他自己的性情。Because
he has created a new person. According to him.
那么同时呢，我们得救的时候呢，还说到呢，神他那个大能的显大能能力显在我们里头。
But also when we are saved, then we see the strength of his might.
在我们信主的那一刹那，我们复活了。
Because we have been raised up.
有神的大能显在我们里头啊。And
his greatness is demonstrated to us in belief.
我们可以不再跟随世上的风俗。
And we no longer have to follow the ways of the world.
我们不可以不再听撒旦的话。
And we no longer have to listen to Satan.
我们可以向着自己说死了。
Because we have died to ourselves.
他这里说复活呢，他说呢，他是与基督一同复活。
Because so here when it says raised up, it says raised up with Christ.
什么叫做与基督一同复活呢？
What does it mean to be raised up with Him?
那就是呢，一面来说呢，是当我们信主的那一刹那，主的生命进到我们里头了。
On one hand, when we believe, His life is now in us.
哎呀，这个复活大能的生命在我们里面，使我们跟他一同活过来。
So that we may be, we have this new life with Him.
哎呀，我们经历的那个是那个神那个复活生命那个大能啊，因为主在我们身上的那个生命呢，让我们能够活过来。
Because this is His power in us that we can have this life in us.
我们信主的那一刹那，我们接受主耶稣基督住在我们里头。
When we believe, we accept the life of the Lord in us.
这个住在我们里面的主呢，叫我们里面能人活过来。
And the Lord who lives in us now causes us to be awakened.
向着过去死,
to die to our previous self.
向着神来活,
and to live for God.
这是第一个方面。
So this is the first aspect.
那跟主一同复活呢, 还说到一方面。
So when we are raised up to Christ, there's this other aspect.
基督他当时在从死里复活的时候, 他所经历什么样的能力, 今天我们就跟他今天是一样的能力。
So that today, whatever power is demonstrated in Christ can be demonstrated in us as well.
基督的复活的性质是怎么样? 我们的复活是性质也是怎么样?
How Christ was raised up, we will also be raised up.
那么在第一章的时候, 他说呢, 他的一个祷告, 对不对? 他说呢, 第十九节, 他说呢, 要我们知道, 对不对? 他向我们的信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
So in chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead.
神当日怎么样用大能大力把耶稣从死里复活?
So how did God raise up Christ from the dead?
当我们信主的时候,
When we believe in the Lord,
同样的大能, 让我们从死里复活,
we'll be raised up the same way.
哎, 那知道, 那是需要何等大的能力啊,
this requires this great strength.
那不但呢, 我们在没有信之前呢, 不但那个罪是我们的捆绑,
because before we believe, not only was death our constrictor,
罪呢, 叫我们呢, 那个, 不能不去犯罪,
sin also causes to be not unable to not sin.
不但罪是个权势啊，死在我们身上也是个权势。
So not only does sin have this grasp on us, but also death.
死呢，说到我们没有办法去做我们想要做的事情。
Death causes us to be unable to do the things that we want to do.
所以保罗他会说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
That's why Paul says, Woe is me, who can redeem this body?
感谢主啊，当我们信主的时候。
So we thank the Lord.
当那个主的生命进到我们里面的时候,
when the life of Christ enters into us,
当主怎么样叫耶稣从死里复活那个大能也显在我们身上,
the power that raised up Christ from the dead will be in us as well.
叫我们能够向着罪那个我们拒绝罪的,
so that we can reject sin,
我们能够胜过罪,
we can overcome sin,
我们可以不犯罪,
and we cannot sin,
我们也胜过死亡了,
and we can also overcome death.
我们有能力起来可以走神的道路,
and we have this ability to walk the path of God.
这是跟基督一同复活呢, 就是基督所经历那个复活的大能的性质, 我们同样的经历。
When we've been raised up with Christ, then the power that worked in him can also now work in us.
那么与基督一同复活还说到一个方面,
so when we were raised up with Christ, it also touches this other aspect.
就是呢，当初基督复活的时候,
so that when Christ was reborn,
我们与他一同复活了,
Christ was raised up, we were also raised up with him.
基督他挂在木头上的时候,
when he was on that tree,
当他死的时候,
when he died,
历世历代所有要得救的神所拣选的人在他里头都死了,
then all the people of the past throughout their ages have died with him as well,
也都与他一同埋葬了,
and have been buried with him.
那当他从死里复活的时候,
and when he was raised up from the dead,
不是仅仅他自己复活,
not only, it wasn't just him who has resurrected.
历世历代, 在他之前, 在他之后, 所有神所拣选的人都跟他在里头一同复活了,
all the people before him and after him have been raised up as well.
我们呢得救呢, 不但是神在创世以前所拣选所预定的,
when we are saved, it's not just something that was predestined at the beginning.
我们得救啊,
when we have been saved, it's something that has already been accomplished. When Christ was raised up, we also have been raised up at that moment.
不要因为我们软弱了,所以我们呢,灰心丧胆。
Don't be discouraged because of our weakness.
不要因为呢，我今天犯了错了，我今天好像远离神了，我就开始怀疑我的救恩了。Don't
start doubting your faith in God because of something you've done today.
不要因为呢，我们是突然今天这个还随着世界潮流在那走了，我们这好像胜不过了，我就觉得说，我到底是不是个基督徒？Don't
question whether you are a Christian because you keep following the trends of the world.
我们得救呢，复活呢，是一个已经成就的事实。
Us being raised up with Christ has been accomplished already. We have already been raised up.
And
when he is raised up, we are already there with him.
This is
the work of God.
那么是已经成就的事实,
and this is a truth that has been accomplished. And in faith, we accept these things.
在这里啊,
so here it says, being raised up with him.
这一同复活这个字呢，是一个非常特别的一个字。
This phrase, being raised up with him, is a very unique phrase.
在原文希腊里面就是一个字。
And in the original Greek, it's just one word.
中文呢，又用一同复活四个字来描述。
So in Chinese, it needs four words to characterize it.
那英文最早也说, raised up with, 也起码要两三个字来描述这个字什么意思。
And in English, it says raised up, so at least three words that need to characterize what this means.
那么在原文呢，它就是一个字。
But in original language, it was just one word.
它非常特别的一个字。
And it's a very unique word.
那么在新约里头呢，它只用过三次。
And in the New Testament, it's used three times.
那么从这三次它所用到的一同复活呢，我们来看什么叫做与基督一同复活。
So the three times where it mentions raised up with, let's look at each instance.
那么首先我们来看呢，哥罗西书第二章。
So let's first look at Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章第十一节跟第十二节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11 and 12.
他说, 你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，而是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And in him you were also circumcised from circumcision made without hands, and a removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in a working of God who raised him from the dead.
这是在讲到与他一同复活的第一个方面。
So this is the first aspect of what it means to be raised up with him.
当我们信主了，
when we believe in the Lord,
我们接受主耶稣基督做我们的救主，
when we accept the Lord as Savior,
我们也受浸归入他的名下了，
and we have been baptized under his name.
这时候呢，我们受浸呢是与他一同埋葬。
When we are being baptized, we are buried with him.
我们跟主耶稣一同埋在水里头死了。
And we've been buried with him and died.
受浸呢，他的在旧约里头的一个预表呢，就是在指的割礼。
And baptism in the Old Testament has this connotation of being separated.
割礼的属灵意义呢，它不是只是外面的一个表号而已。
And the separation is not just this external mark.
Circumcision.
A position.
那么割礼呢，是说它是要进一步让我们脱去、要割去、除去肉体里头的情欲的。
But rather, and it also has this connotation of being separated from your flesh, from your lust.
所以呢，与他一同复活的第一个方面的意思呢。
So this is the first aspect of what it means to be raised up with him.
就说到呢，我们在那个刹那，我们复活的那一刹那，我们的老我已经死了。
So that our old self has already died.
那么也与他一同埋葬。
And has been buried with him.
就好像我们受了割礼一样，已经除去我们肉体上的割礼。
Because we have been separated from our flesh.
哎呀，虽然我们今天好像还感觉到这个肉体还在那里作祟。
So even though today we still feel like our flesh might be working in us.
多少时候呢，我们还觉得里面那个老我在要叫我们呢有些恶欲在里头。
And sometimes we still think that our old self still has these lusts.
但是我们真正相信与基督一同复活的话。
But if we truly believe that we have been raised up with him.
我们相信我们的老我已经与他死了。
Then we also believe that our old self has already died.
在耶稣基督里面已经做成了。
And the work has been accomplished in Christ.
那么这个肉体呢已经除去了。
So this flesh has already been dealt with.
哎，我们的信主的，我觉得信主的过程呢，很多少时候都是跟信心也有关系啊。
And after believing in the Lord, so many things are related to faith.
不单是说我们信主那一刹那，我们真的相信主耶稣基督，我们得救。
So when we believe. Initially, we believe that we are saved.
我们相信主耶稣基督，所以我们得救了。
We believe in the Lord, so then we are saved.
那么在信主的每一天的路上
，But living out this faith every day.
我们呢都在那里也操练我们的信心。
We are also practicing this faith in us.
我们要随时在信心里面支取啊，神在耶稣基督里面已经做成的事情。
We need 支取。We need to draw on the things that are.By faith in things that have been accomplished in Christ.
那么，耶稣基督在我们身上已经做了很多很多的事了。
Because God has already done many things in us through Christ.
我们那个人已经死了。
Our old self has already died.
当他埋的时候，我们也与他一同埋了。
And when he was buried, we were buried with him.
当我们从水里起来的时候，我们与他复活了。
And when we rise up from the water, being raised up with him.
这是已经成就的事情。
This is something that's already been accomplished.
我们在信心当中呢，接受。
And we accept these things through faith.
在里面来支取。
And we draw from these things.
然后我们的那个当我们里头软弱的时候。
So then when we are weak.
当我们的肉体在开始在那里发动，要开始那个有一些坏的不好的观念出来的时候。
When our flesh starts having these not good thoughts.
那么我们在需要再一次在信心当中。
Then once again in faith.
像是在宣告。
We need to proclaim.
那么说你已经死了。
That you have already died.
肉体啊，你老我你已经死了。
The flesh, my old self, has already died.
你在我身上没有任何的权势。
And you have no power in me.
你在我身上不能再辖制我。
And you cannot hold me anymore.
因为呢，我已经与基督一同复活了。
Because I have been raised up with Christ.
那新的生命在我里面是有大能的。
And this new life in us has great power.
这是第一个方面，是说到我们与基督一同复活。
So this is the first aspect of what it means to be raised up.
那么我们与基督一同复活死了之后呢？
So after we have been raised up, after this death.
这第三章第一节他是这么说,
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says this.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活,
it says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ,
那就当求在上面的事,
keep seeking the things above,
那里呢,有基督坐在神的右边,
where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
什么是一个与主一同复活的人呢?
So who is someone that has been raised up?
他不但是向着老我死, 向着罪死, 向着世界死,
not only has he died to his former self into the world,
他开始,
now this is someone who can seek the things above.
对吧,
and we can set our minds on the things above.
我们从前呢,
because before, whatever we thought was related to the world.
一些这个别人对我的看法,
we thought about how others viewed us and what needed to be done. And we were lost. But when we have been raised up with Christ, then there's this change.
我们开始呢,
we start thinking about the matters of above.
在天上到底有什么样的事情?
So what is the things above?
那么天在那里有基督坐在神的右边。
There is Christ seated at the right hand of God.
他不但从死里复活呢，他已经做王掌权了。
Not only has been he been raised up from the dead, but now he is ruling over all.
感谢神呢，我们呢这个是属基督的人。
So thank God that we belong to Christ.
我们呢开始思想什么是神所喜欢的。
We start thinking about what is it that God desires.
思想神要什么是神要我们做的。
We start thinking about what God wants for us.
他说你们要思念上面的事呢，不要思念地上的事。
It says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ and God. So, someone who has been raised up with Christ. It's saying that our life has been hidden with Him. And suddenly our perspective towards the world has changed. So even though we live on this earth, even though we have to deal with things every day, but we start thinking about the things above. We start thinking about what will happen when Christ returns. And when Christ returns, how the world will change. Because when Christ comes, He will not only will He judge, but He will also establish His kingdom.
你知道呢，在地上的那个所有的以色列人，他们在圣殿里面所祭祀的一些事情，所看见所用的一些事情。
So the Israelites, when they were here, everything that they recorded, everything that they'd done.
那么在他们在圣殿里面服侍，他们在会幕里面服侍。
Whether in the temple or the tabernacle.
那么这些都是天上事情的影像。
These are all things up above.
每一件事情在会幕里面的金灯台，在那个陈设饼，或者是香炉，或者在圣殿里面也是一样。
All the things in the temple, the way things were arranged, even in the tabernacle.
他们都是住在天上的，天上有一样的事情。
The same things are occurring above.
他们都有属天的意义。
And they all have this purpose, heavenly meaning.
摩西呢是照着在山上，他只是他的样式。天上的事物是什么样，他地上事物就怎么样。
And Moses was the same on a mountain. Anything that was that occurred above needed to occur below.
那么所以呢，当在地上的许多事物呢，神是要我们能够教导我们如何来想认识天上事物的那属灵上的意义。
So when we're living on this earth, God wants us to know what is happening above.
这是一个与主同复活的人。
This is someone who has been raised up with Christ. That we not only just think about the things on earth, but we start thinking about the things of above.
有基督坐在神的右边,
where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
你是比较受众圣徒坐在那里一同欢呼喜的,
and all the prophets and people of old are there rejoicing.
这是与主一同复活的第二个方面的意义。
So this is the second aspect of what it means to be raised up with Christ. And the third time that this is used, it's used in Ephesians.
他说呢,他又叫我们与基督一同复活,
it says, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我们不但是像这罪已经,
so not only has our old self died, Not only do we start thinking about the things above, but now we are seated up there with
them.
We're seated with Christ.
哎,你们想象到,
have you ever thought, what does this mean?
我们信主之后呢, 我们呢, 不但要思想天上的事, 我们就是坐在天上的人。
Not only do we think about the things above, we also sit up there.
什么叫做坐在天上?
What does it mean to be seated in heavenly places?
一面来说呢, 因为我们坐在天上, 对不对? 所有天上的属灵的福气, 我们随时可以支取。
Because we are seated above, that means all these spiritual blessings we can obtain at any moment.
神在耶稣基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Because he has blessed us with all these spiritual blessings.
哎呀,我当然觉得我们在世上处事是没有智慧。
Oftentimes when we walk in this earth, we might think we don't have wisdom, that we need to pray for wisdom.
哎呀,那是什么样的智慧呢?
So what type of wisdom?
我们盼望的是不是属地的智慧,我们盼望是天,属天的智慧。
Of course, we don't yearn for earthly wisdom, we yearn for heavenly wisdom.
到哪里去找属天的智慧呢?
But where do we find this heavenly wisdom?
伸手就可以得到啊。
If you reach out your hand, you can obtain it.
我们就在坐在天上,我们在天里头,天的警戒里头。
Because we have already been seated in the heavenly places.
我们所想是需要能力。
And sometimes we ask for strength. We need heavenly strength because we're so weak. When you pray, we ask for strength from above.
主说,属天的能力就在你前面了。
But the Lord says the strength is already in front of you.
你是坐在天上的人。
You're already seated up there.
所有属天的福气都在你垂手可得的。
All these blessings can be obtained by you.
我们说我们要走属天的道路。
We say we need to walk this path.
你坐在天上的人,起来走路,你能不走在属天的道路上?
But if you're seated in heaven, when you walk up, is not everywhere you walk the path.
所以说他知道我们坐在天上,所有在天上的一切属灵福气,我们随时垂手可得,随时支取。
So because we have been seated in heavenly places, then as long as we reach out our hands, we can obtain all these heavenly blessings.
那么坐在天上还做到一方面。
So being seated in the heavenly places has another
aspect.
Because we have been seated in heaven, then the way we perceive things are different now. Because many things we used to perceive from an earthly perspective. When we are about to perform an action, we think of this, we think of that.
我们有这个能力啊,别人怎么想法啊,这个事情是不是该这么做啊,常常让我们 我当时我在想一个中文的那个，就是你在其中啊，这么反而迷糊了。这中文怎么讲啊？
So when we before we perform action, we start thinking about our ability. We think about how others will perceive us, about how it should be done. And when we think about so many things, we actually get lost in it.
那么因为我们常常不知道该怎么往前走。
Because we don't know how to proceed in this manner.
因为我们就活在这个属定的警戒里头，我们迷糊了。
Because when we walk in this earthly ways, we get lost. But if we are able to see that we are seated up in a heavenly place, and we view these things from a heavenly perspective, then you'll realize how things work so differently.
多少时候我们呢,在对的事上的一些事情,难处在那里挣扎,我们不知道该怎么办的时候,
how often do we struggle when we try to address earthly matters? And then we can only come before the Lord to pray. And God's grace brings us above. And then when we view things from a heavenly perspective, then we realize that it's not that complicated. Then we truly have thought too much. And we have deemed this thing to be too important.
你们这些非常的微小啊。If
we are seated in heavenly places, then we will recognize that these things are actually very of lowly importance.
我们不太会执着那些我们的过去一直抓着不放的东西啊。Then
we will also not continue to hold on to the things of the past.
因为我们从天上来看地上的事。Because
we view things now from the heavenly places.
哎呀,我们的那个眼光是何等的不一样。And
how different is our perspective now?
坐在天上呢,还有一方面的意思。
And there's also another meaning of what it means to be seated in heavenly places.
住在天上呢,就说呢,
that means we can come before the throne of God, for the Father, whenever we want.
我们常常祷告,
oftentimes we will pray.
说父啊,
we would say, Father, we come before your throne. And we beckon your presence.
这什么意思呢?
So what does this mean?
是说我们在地上父的宝座从天上降下来, 然后我们来他的面前呢?
Does this mean that we are on earth and the Father's throne is in heaven and that will come down so we can come before it?
父的宝座在天上永远不会改变的, 不动的。
The Father's throne in heaven does not change, it doesn't move.
当我们祷告说我们父我们来到你的宝座前的时候,
So when we say, Father, we come before your throne,
我们就在天上,
we are already in a heavenly place.
我们在天上的宝座面前, 来到父的面前。
We are in a heavenly place that's coming before the throne of God.
不会啊, 我们在地上啊。
But you might say, no, we're on earth.
他说呢, 我们看见件事呢, 我们是已经坐在天上的人。
But we actually have already been seated in a heavenly place.
一个坐在天上的人, 来到父的宝座的面前, 何等样的自然, 何等样的随意。
How natural is it for someone who is in a heavenly place to just approach the throne of God?
还有我们呢, 随时随地就来到父的面前。
And we can come before him whenever we want.
随时随地来到宝座面前, 来寻求他的。 那个他的旨意来见他的容颜
that we can come before his glorious face and ask for his come before his presence.
感谢主啊,
so we thank the Lord
他叫我们基督一同活过来,
that we have been raised up with Christ
并且基督一同复活, 一同坐在天上,
and that we have been raised up with him and seated in heavenly places with him.
你都跟弟兄说啊, 你在地上如果要行事为人, 行得好的话,
So someone might say that if you wanted
watch me, the walk, the sit, walk, and stand, 你要行得好的话,
so in sit, walk, stand by watch me knee, it says if you want to walk in the right way,
你要能够在那个征战的时候能够站立得住的话,
if you want to stand in the face of adversity,
你今天要做得好啊,
then you need to do good today.
你真是坐在那个天上的那个警戒里头, 完听见支取神的那个恩典的时候, 你自然能够做得好, 你能够站得住。 如果我们天天能够坐在属天的境界里头,
if we can sit in the heavenly places every day,
天天支取天上的那个恩典,
and receive this grace,
我们呢自然在地上能够走得好,
then naturally you can walk good.
我们在与仇敌征战的时候, 自然能够站得住。
And we can stand in the face of adversity.
那么神做这些事情, 祂是为什么呢?
So God, why did God do these things?
当然是为了我们的好处, 对不对?
Of course, it's for our benefit.
叫我们能够在成长, 叫我们能够在这里头一天比天的长进,
so that we may grow daily,
一天比天更像主耶稣,
and every day be more like His Son.
但是神做这些事情的时候, 祂还有一个很重要的一个目的,
but when God does these things, He also has another important purpose.
祂说祂要将祂极丰富的恩典呢, 就是祂在基督耶稣里向我们所赐的恩赐, 显明给后来的世代看。
It says that in ages to come, He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
神有恩典, 神是有恩典的神。
God is a God of grace.
而且他是个有丰富恩典的神。
God is, has riches of His grace.
那么怎么知道神是有恩典的?
So how do we know that God has grace?
你看看我们周围, 他的保罗说, 他说他赏, 他这个降下, 雨水, 赏赐丰年, 叫我们饮食饱足, 满心喜乐, 他降雨水啊, 下雨,
so because Paul says grace is like rain.
那么也像, 他把雨降下来, 让我们在地里头是生产了很多的好东西,
and when it's rain falls on the ground, many things are produced.
哎呀,
good things are produced.
那神在我们的周围做了许多的事情都, 都会看见神的恩典。
So whatever we do, we can see God's grace at work.
但是呢当我们不信的时候,
but when we don't believe,
这看这事情好像是理所当然的,
then we start having this very nonchalant attitude.
人看不见神的恩典,
and we cannot see His grace.
人怎么样看见神的恩典呢?
So how do we see His grace?
人看见神的恩典是借着那些蒙恩的人身上看到神的恩典。
We see God's grace through those who have been saved by grace.
有的时候呢我们传福音呢, 我们跟福音朋友说,
sometimes when we're trying to share the gospel, we will tell them,
说你不要看我们啊, 你看主。
We will tell the gospel friends, don't look at us, look at God.
因为呢很多人看见基督徒不好的见证啊, 他们一直不肯信主。
Because many people, they view the actions of Christians as the reason why they don't believe.
不要看人啊, 要看神。
So we might tell them, don't look at us, look at God.
信主的那个初信主的也说, 你要看神, 不要看人。
And even those who have newly believed, we might tell them to look at God and not us.
这个话呢, 对也不对。
So this statement is correct and incorrect.
对呢, 我们呢, 虽然信了主以后, 我们也会跌倒, 会犯罪。
It's correct in the sense where indeed we are weak, so we will fall. But the part that's incorrect, how do people see God's grace? How do people see that God is a living God? Is it not through us who have been saved by grace? If we who have been saved by grace cannot demonstrate this grace, then how can people see God's grace? So God does these things. He wants us to do this so he might show the surpassing riches of his grace to the people in the ages to
come.
He wants us to use us who have been saved by grace as testimony of him. So when he says this thing, says this verse, who is he saying it to?
他是向当时的使徒们说吗?
Is he saying it to the people of that time?
哇,使徒确实是见证了神的那个丰富的恩典。
Of course, the disciples have demonstrated much of this grace.
不光只是对使徒说的。
But not, is it, it's not just the disciples at that time.
对,当初那些圣徒们说的嘛。
He also says it to all the saints.
当然是。
Of course.
那么,他是对着历世历代的哪些人说呢?
And who does he say to this in, throughout the course of history? We might think that he only says this to the people who have accomplished great things throughout the course of history.
说到马丁路德,说到加尔文,说到约翰威斯里,说到达比,这些人被人重用的人,他们显出神的丰盛的恩典。
You might say to great figures, just like Martin Luther or Darby, like all these figures of great authority.
不错,神确实在历史历代用了很多的人彰显他自己的荣耀。
Yes, indeed, God has used many people throughout history to glorify him.
但这里这一句话,他是对所有信主人说的。
But this verse here is directed towards all who believe.
每一个信主的人都要在他身,在我们身上来彰显他自己的恩典。
Every person who believes must be able to demonstrate his grace.
神要我们的,在我们身上,他所做的工作, 他所显出的恩典,他不但是要显在当时的世人看,他要显在后来的世代看。
So the surpassing riches of his grace, he does not just want to reveal to the people of old, but he wants us to reveal people now and in the future.
不会很久,我们这一代都要过去。
So not so long a time, the people of our generation will be gone as well.
没有多久,这一代也会过去。
And then the younger generation will be gone as well.
当另一个世代兴起来,没有见过我们的人的时候,
so when a new generation is raised up who have never seen us before,
他们会想起,他们会想到我们这些人,看见这些人成为他们的榜样吗?
Will they think of us and regard us as their example?
他们也曾经从我们身上认识神他自己的恩典吗?
Will they be able to recognize the grace of God from us?
我们有把神的恩典显明给后来的世代看吗?
Have we shown this grace of God towards future generations?
在以弗所书的,他很喜欢用丰富这两个字。
So in Ephesians, he really likes to use the word riches.
他说了两次,神的荣耀是丰盛的荣耀。
It says twice, the riches of his glory.
他说到他的怜悯,他是一个丰盛的怜悯。
The rich with mercy, rich in mercy.
他说到恩典的时候,他也说到他是丰富的恩典。
When he speaks of his grace, it says riches of his grace.
两次说到神丰富的恩典。
Twice.
那么这边他说到什么呢?
So what does it say here?
他不但是丰富的恩典。
Not only is it riches of his grace, it's the surpassing riches of his grace.
好像那个丰富这两个字呢,还不能完全描述神的恩典。
It's as if the word riches cannot accurately encompass what is at scope.
他说神那个丰富的恩典是极丰富的恩典。
So it says the surpassing riches.
哎呀,是超过人能够想象的那个恩典。
It surpasses our thoughts.
这么大的恩典,它怎么显出来呢?
Such a great grace, how will this be demonstrated?
怎么让后来世代知道呢?
How will future generations be able to recognize this? It is through us who have been saved by grace.
哎呀,一面来讲,我们不要太高看自己,我们实在不是什么大人物。Of
course, on one hand, we can't view ourselves as these important figures.
一面说了,不要小看自己。But
on the other hand, we cannot also under see ourselves.
不是说我们能够做什么事。
It's not that we can do these things for God. But rather, it's God's will. Well, take us normal people who have been saved by grace to show the surpassing riches of His grace. And through us who have been saved, then future generations will be able to see the surpassing riches of this grace. So this is what we need to do.
他说我们得救，他再一次把我们带到得救面前。我们得救是本乎恩典，因着信。Because
for by grace we have been saved through faith.
他说第八节，他说这个这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。And
it says in verse 8 that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。It
says not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
我们在读这句话的时候，我们常常只把这后面的话只读前一半。
So when we read this verse, we only just read the first half.
那么，那我们得救这件事情实在是神的恩典。
So we have been saved, it is indeed God's grace.
不是我们这不是出于自己的。
It is not from ourselves.
是神所赐的。
It is the gift of God.
那么是怎么样得到的恩典呢？
So how do we obtain this grace?
记得信心，对不对？
Through faith.
神把恩典赐给我们。
God has given us His grace.
我们要生出信心去接受，对不对？
And by faith we receive it.
他这怎么说呢?
But what does it say here?
他说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
恩典不是出于自己，是神所赐的。
Grace is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God.
信心也不是出于自己，是神所赐的。
Faith is also not of ourselves, it is the gift of God.
神把恩典给我们。
God has given us His grace.
神也把信心给我们。
God has also given us His
grace
so that we may believe and draw on His grace.
那么神把我们拯救回来了。
God has saved us.
他在我们身上有什么样的工作呢?
So what work does He have in us?
在我们身上有什么样的目的呢?
What purpose does He have for us?
他说他在我们身上的工作。
It says that for we are His workmanship.
他说呢，我们是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so we would walk in them. God has saved us, given us His grace, given us His faith, and now He will perform His work in us. And every day, so why does He perform these things in us? So we can be created for good works.
就是神定义我们要我们身上做的一切事情，神要我们去做。
So that whatever God has prepared for us beforehand, we will walk in them.
不是我们想要做什么的好事。
It is not us who want to perform the good works.
是神预备我们要去做的事。
But rather, it is God who has prepared us to perform these good works.
神在我们身上做。
God has performed this in us.
先在我们身上工作。
And He's working on us.
好叫我们在外面能够为他做工。
So outwardly, we can work for Him.
我们在外面能够为神做多少工呢?
So what can we do outwardly?
完全决定于神在我们身上做了多少工。
It depends on how much God has worked in us.
如果神没有先在我们身上工作的话,
if God did not first work in us,
我们没有办法在外面工作,
then we cannot work outwardly.
如果神没有在我们身上先有那个设计生的工作的话,
if God did not first perform His workmanship in us,
我们在外面接着服侍，在那边说，在一些做的事情, 很可能在他眼中都不算数的。
Then a lot of the outward things that we do, even service, may not count. So in our eyes, we might think of it as a good thing. And maybe others might regard it as a good thing as well. But in God's eyes, it is not good. Because it is not what He has prepared for us. Because for the things that God has prepared for us, He first works in us. And to what point does He prepare us? And He prepares us to the point where we can work the things He has prepared. So how does God work in us?
那么这个工作呢，这个有人翻译是翻成是一个杰作，masterpiece.
So this work, some people interpret it as a masterpiece.
神在我们身上做的是一个杰作。
God is working a masterpiece in us.
不是一个普普通通的工作,
it's not just this normal work.
哎呀,是一个精心的一个杰作, 这按着身,按身那个打量的在我们身上的工作,
rather, it's this very precise work.
他在我们身上做什么样的工作啊?
What type of work is he doing in us?
我想呢,这在用耶利米书里面的一句话呢,我想非常的合适。
I think using this, this verse from Jeremiah is very appropriate.
耶利米呢,那么神呼召他出来,那个,做先知。
So in Jeremiah, God calls out the prophet.
神对耶利米说呢,我立你在列国之上。
And it says, I have appointed you this day over the nations.
要接着你的手啊,我要做些事情。
And by you, I want to accomplish these things.
一面他说我要拔出,要拆毁,要毁坏,要倾覆。
So on one hand, to pluck up, to put down, to destroy, to overthrow, and to build, and to plant.
一面呢,是我们要,他要建立,他要栽植。
So on one hand, it's to destroy, to overthrow. On the other hand, it's to build and to plant.
这是当初神要借着先知耶利米在他的百姓身上所做的事。
So this is what God wanted Jeremiah to do for his people.
他也是今天在我们身上他要做的事。
And this is what God wants to do through us.
一面他要拔出。
On one hand, he wants to pluck out.
哎呀,我们在信主之前呢,我们受了多少世界上的那些影响,多少世界上的观念进到我们里头去。
How often times are we affected by the things occurring in this world?
有时候在想啊,保罗他为什么要说第二章的第一节到第三节?
So often times I would think, why did Paul need to interject chapter 2 between chapters 1 and chapter 3?
以弗所书是这么高的一卷书。
Ephesians is such this high book.
讲到神那是永远的旨意的一卷书。
It says of God's eternal purpose.
那么在以弗所的教会的那个所受的这教导带领也是这么样的丰富，他们的生命也是这样的老练。And
the people at Ephesus, they're deep with teachings and the way that they live.
那么神为保罗就什么？为什么把他带他们到原初他们得救之前的光景去？So
then, why does Paul need to bring them to before they were saved, the condition before they were saved?
那就发觉呢，就算是我们信主了。
Because even if we believe in the Lord,
这些世界上的这些影响,
the influence from the world,
撒旦在你的工作,
Satan's work in man,
那是你的肉体还是天天在那里在缠绕着我们,
and our flesh, it's still alive every day.
所以神第一件要做的事情,
so the first thing that God needs, wants to do,
要把我们从前从世界上面今天在世界上面所受的一切的观念完全的拔出去,
is to pluck out all these worldly influences.
那不叫世界上的那个这个观念进到他的教会中,
and so we can enter into this the environment of his church.
不叫这世界上的这个价值观念影响到我们对事物的看法,
and not let the worldly influences impact the way we view things.
同时呢，一切来自于魔鬼撒旦的事情,
and also to overcome the works of
Satan. 他要拆毁,
to destroy,
因为他拔出,
because he wants to pluck out and destroy.
所有来自于撒旦的工作，在我们里面那个一些恶念、一些思想，他全部要拆毁。
All the works of Satan, these bad thoughts in us, he wants to pluck out.
我们从肉体发出那肉体，今天还活在肉身当中了。我们的肉体常常来这个搅扰我们。
So because the way we live, sometimes our way, the flesh still has an influence.
还要再毁坏所有的出自于肉体的工作。
So he wants to destroy all these works.
那么我们心中所喜好的，天然的说喜欢我的，要把它完全的倾覆，完全的推翻。没有人手的工作能够在神的家中有地位的。
So our natural thoughts, our fleshly thoughts, all these things need to be overthrown.
神在我们身上多那个。 让我们经过许许多的试炼。
God wants to enable us to have these experiences.
他在我们身上经过了许多的难处。
And he wants us to endure these trials.
哎呀，我常常在想啊，真的每一个基督徒都在我们身上都可以说出许多的事情。那个神在我们身上所的难处，他在我们身上所摆的一些那个荆棘。
In each of us, we can see how God has placed trials and tribulations.
那我们在今天在回来的路上的时候，我还在跟江平在跟我在谈。
So on the way to the church today, I was speaking with my wife in the car.
那么他说呢，好像很多人的经历不一样啊，有些人经历比较顺，有些经历比较不顺。
And she was saying how many people's experiences are different. Some are more smooth, and some are more rocky.
在世人来看的话，就说哎，这个人命好，这个人不命不好。
And to the outside person, one might deem one person as having a good life, and one person is having not so good life.
但是在我们的这个我们信主的人呢
？But for us who believe in the Lord,
一切不顺的事情
，these things which are not smooth,
一切在我们身上所发生的难处
，all these bad things, hard things, hardships we encounter,
都是在我们身上造就我们，雕塑我们。
Is all meant to build us, to chisel us.
他要把一切不属于他的、属于世界的、属于仇敌的，他完全的拆毁。
Because he wants to destroy all these things of the world in us.
借着这许多的难处，把我们这个天上的天然的杂质能够除去。
So that all these worldly influences may be removed from within us.
感谢神呢，他还要我们建立他的斋子。
So we thank God that he also wants to build and to plant.
我们呢看一面看见我们是与基督一同复活的人。
Because we are people who have been raised up with Christ.
哎呀，我们呢那个不但呢有一个新的生命在我们里面。
Not only do we have this new life in us.
哎呀，这而且呢是个生命，是个复活的生命。
But this life is a life that has been raised up.
这个生命能够胜过死罪恶，能够胜过死亡。
And this life can overcome sin and death.
他还带领我们呢，让我们看见我们是天天坐在天上的人。
And it can enable us to see that we are seated in the heavenly places.
不但我们已经与主同死同埋葬了。
Not only have we been buried with Christ, but we have been raised up with Him. And every day we can start thinking about the things above. And we can spend time in front of Him, meditating on His Word and His works. And He can allow us to see that we are seated in the heavenly places.
一切属灵的这那个属灵的福气都在我们的手中，随时可以去支取。
And all these spiritual blessings are within reach, and we can grab it at any time.
让教导我们呢，那个如何从天上来看这地上的事物。
And it's taught us how to view things from a heavenly perspective.
让我们天天能够来到宝座面前，来亲近神。
So we can come before the throne every day.
他在我们里面建立，他在里面栽植。
Because he is building and planting within us.
我再回到我刚刚问的一个问题。
So I'll just return to the question I previously asked.
当我们这个时代过去的时候
，When this generation is passed，
新一代过去的时候
，When a younger generation has also passed，
有人记得在这里有以色列的聚会吗
？Will people remember the people of Israel？
有人会在一个世代之后，后来的世代的时候，他们会说，在北美曾经有一群基督徒。
Will people say, will people several generations down say that there was this group of believers in North America?
他们从远东来。
And they came from
Far East.
Far East. They came from the Far East.
他们从中国来，从台湾来，从印度来，从韩国来。
They came from China, Taiwan, India, Korea.
他们在美国信主了。
And they believed while in the U.S.
他们在美国那个。追求开始追求主了。
And they start pursuing the Lord in the U.S.
他们简简单单的跟随主了。
And they simply followed the Lord.
有人会想起来曾经有这么一批人。
Well, people remember that there is this group.
他们是一群小群的人。
Though they are a small group.
但他们分散在美国的各地。
But it was made evident across the U.S.
他们不求名，他不求利。
They do not ask for fame or for power.
不求人的名声。
They do not ask for man's approval.
他们单单求讨主的喜悦。
But they simply wanted to pursue the heart of God.
单单愿意活在属天的光景之中。
And they were simply living in this heavenly environment.
单单愿意在这个时代为他做见证。
And there were testimonies in this world. And in their hearts, there is only one thing that they desire. That they would show the surpassing riches of His grace in Christ given toward us in Christ Jesus to reveal it to future generations. So that future generations they can remember that there is this group of people that who walk according to God's heart.
他们愿意单单愿意神显出他自己的作为。
And they simply wanted God to work in them.
叫神的心能够得满足。
and that his heart may be satisfied. And that his name may be glorified. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We are so unworthy and we are so weak, yet we are chosen by you. We are people who are dead in our trespasses and sins. Father, we thank you. Because you have raised us up with Christ and have seated us with him. And today we can enjoy all these spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. May you watch over your children that we continue to walk. And walk in this heavenly environment. So that your surpassing riches of your grace,
就是神在耶稣基督里面向我们所示的恩慈,
this grace that was demonstrated to us through Christ may be revealed to future generations,
叫神的名能够得荣耀,
so your name may be glorified,
叫神的心能够得满足,
and that your heart may be satisfied. Pray all these things in the Lord's name.
Amen.